see. Most people know why we call this weekend Divine Mercy, because it arises from a series of apparitions which St. Faustina witnessed back in Poland in the 1930s. And the messages which these apparitions of Jesus related to her during those visions, including the image in front of us, that also was part. That's an image that he commissioned, this vision of Jesus commissioned St. Faustina to have painted and produced. This is an example of what the church calls a private revelation. And just to put things in perspective, a public revelation is different. Public revelation is binding on all believers. So what's the difference? Well, the church teaches that public revelation was completed and therefore was concluded with the death of the last apostle. The last of those of his closest associates who were witnesses to what he said and what he did. That's the end of public revelation. There will be no more public revelation. But private revelations have continued. Throughout the ages, there have been many so-called private revelations, some of which have been investigated by the authority of the church and authenticated. All right. But they don't improve or complete Christ's revelation. They don't add to it or correct it. And so the Christian faith that we all carry with us, we can't accept revelations that purport to surpass or correct that definitive revelation of Jesus Christ. Right? Like some of the recent sects and groups, you know, non-Christian groups who rely on certain revelations that they say that they received. Right? Nevertheless, these church authenticated private revelations like Fatima and Lourdes, Guadalupe, and this one can be sources of devotion to us. Right? They can prompt us to live our faith more fully. They can serve as wake-up calls to live that faith more fully. And so here we all are on a weekend called Divine Mercy. There are a lot of words in the English language and in our regular vocabulary that are like the word mercy. Words like charity and clemency and grace and leniency. And they all have elements of kindness and compassion in them. But mercy is an expression in which compassion is so strong that it foregoes punishment, even though justice demands punishment. That's what divine mercy is. Forgoance of punishment when justice would demand it. This is the kind of compassion that Jesus offered in these visions that we recall today. He invites us not only to venerate this image, but also to trust him and to come to him for mercy. All of us we're all offenders. And we know, of course, that all of this is completely undeserved. It's all mercy. Everything is an expression of God's mercy. You might say that his mere presence on the earth was undeserved mercy. Because every moment of his life, from his conception on, was on a path toward that. Was on a path toward that for our sake. But when he came to us, He went beyond mercy, not just to forego punishment that was due, that we deserved, but to take that punishment upon himself. So, what a fitting gospel this reading from John is for a day called Divine Mercy. You know, they're all huddling in the upper room. They're all afraid. They're all in doubt and fear. And Jesus appears among them behind locked doors. And notice that he doesn't rebuke them for their fear and their doubt. Instead, he tells them, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." And later he invites Thomas to trust him and place his fingers in his wounds and in his side. These are wounds that would heal doubt, that would replace uncertainty with faith, fear with courage, confidence. I think all of us have certain wounds, certain things about us that need healing, doubt, uncertainties, feelings of guilt, hopelessness. Some of those wounds are deeper than others, but we all carry with us some of those elements. And yet he's still here today with us, even today. The source of his divine mercy is those wounds he carried. And he invites us, he invites all of us to place our fingers in those wounds. In baptism and confirmation, we place our fingers in those wounds in trust. When we go to confession, don't we approach him in trust and place our fingers in those wounds that healing grace will flow over us? When we come to Mass, we receive the Eucharist, we place our hands in his side as we receive him. When we're anointed, we place our fingers in those wounds of mercy, trusting that those graces of healing will flow out over us. In 2010, Pope Benedict urged us not to be despaired of God's mercy. He said, "Christ's redeeming sacrifice has the power to forgive even the gravest of sins and to bring forth good from even the most terrible evil." In the book of Revelation we heard today, Jesus tell us, "Do not be afraid. Fear not. I am the first and the last, the one who lives." Jesus said to St. Faustina in her visions of the chaplet that he taught her, he said, "Say unceasingly this chaplet that I have taught you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death." That's something we can hope for, something we can grasp and carry with us. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation. Even if there were a sinner most hardened, if he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I want the whole world to know my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. And later he related to her, "I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge, a shelter for all souls, especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened. He's done everything he can to convince us to approach him for that mercy, except perhaps taking away our free will. So the message of today's feast day is don't hold back. Like, remember your ABCs. Ask for his mercy. Be merciful and completely trust in Jesus. St. Faustina, pray for us. Amen.